91X News.
It's currently plus 8 and lightly raining at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Nick Liard. Today kicks off yet another major campaign for OPP officers. The OPP Seatbelt Campaign is one of four annual campaigns that officers do to raise awareness. Community Policing Officer Lon Fuller explains the importance.
Well, it's one of our, we call it the Big Four, and that's one of actually our Big Four topics that we want to hit for the driving and the traffic initiatives that we do for this, the Return Home Safe programs too, so.
The campaign runs until April 23rd. A man from Tweed, northeast of Belleville, is charged after violent domestic assault. Police say they went to a Catherine Street home last evening after a woman was kicked in the face and threatened by death with a knife-wielding man. They say two other women in the home who tried to stop the attack were also assaulted. A 25-year-old man is charged with two counts of assault causing bodily harm, assault with a weapon, and uttering death threats. He had a bail hearing in a Belleville court today. Summer is upon us, and many people are planning out their summers around camping and summer fun. Matt Kerr has the story.
Summer is coming in quick, and with warm weather comes the camping season. Residents in Quinte don't have to look very far to experience Mother Nature. Sandbanks and Presqu'île both offer camping, but many don't know that Quinte Conservation offers camping. Quinte Conservation's Jennifer May Anderson says that they only offer camping at Depot Lake.
Quinte Conservation offers overnight camping at only one of our conservation areas, Depot Lake's Conservation Area and Campground, and our overnight camping season runs from the Victoria Day long weekend in May until the Labor Day weekend in September.
Camping spots in Presqu'île and Sandbanks often fills up quickly, and Quinte Conservation is a good local alternative. Matthew Kerr, 91X News.
By most accounts, there were no knockout punches and no clear winner at last night's first leaders debate of the federal election campaign. Prime Minister Harper was cornered by opposing leaders who pressed him on allegations of dubious spending, Tory deception, and conspiracy. Harper struck largely of his message of economic recovery while asking Canadians to finally give him a majority on May 2nd. Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff said Harper dismisses Democratic parliamentary debate as pesky interference in his rule over the land. Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe used his opening exchange with Harper to thank him for taking his first question of the campaign from a citizen. Ottawa is considering whether to appeal an Ontario Superior Court's judge ruling that medicinal marijuana program is unconstitutional. Leslie Meerberg, spokesperson for Health Canada, says the government is reviewing the decision and weighing its options. Justice Donald Tiliano found that sick people cannot get access to medicinal marijuana through appropriate means and must resort to illegal actions. He says that brands ill people who should be able to get the drugs as criminals. The St. Catharines Justice declared the program to be invalid, as well as the laws prohibiting possession and production of cannabis. But he suspended his ruling for 3 months, giving Ottawa until July to fix the program or face the prospect of effectively legalizing possession and production of marijuana. The co-chief, executive, and co-founder of the company that invented the BlackBerry became visibly upset during a video interview with the BBC today. Mike Lazaridis cut short an interview with technology reporter Rory Sellin-Jones over persistent questioning about the difficulties research in motion has had with governments in India and elsewhere.
Because first of all, it's not a we have no security problem. We've got the most.
Why is that not a fair question to ask?
Well, because you said you implied that we have a security problem. We don't have a security problem.
Well, you have an issue, have a compromise.
No, we don't. We've just been singled out, right? Because we're so successful around the world.
Nearly 150 people have been evacuated from a Saskatchewan First Nation because of rising water levels and the threat of more flooding. Norm Vedder, an emergency social services official, says several homes have already flooded on the Cowessess First Nation about 150 kilometers east of Regina.
But their concern was that there is also a danger of the water breaching a grid road in the area, which would impact a larger residential area that is in a floodplain there.
The Saskatchewan Watershed Authority says water levels are still rising in the Qu'Appelle River, which runs from Lake Diefenbaker north of Regina across Saskatchewan to the Manitoba boundary. The Watershed Authority expects the river to overflow along the entire Coupelle Valley in the next week to 10 days. A lawyer for a Toronto man facing terror charges says his client had no intention of joining a group linked to Al-Qaeda. Pat Hewitt has the details.
Mohammed Hirsi appeared in Brampton Court today. His bail hearing was put over for a week. Hirsi was arrested at Pearson Airport last month. Police accuse him of planning to join an Al-Qaeda-linked group that's trying to overthrow the government of Somalia. But his lawyer says it's not true. Ansar Farouk says Hirsi was set up by a man who tried to befriend him. He says Hirsi was going to Egypt to learn Arabic and didn't even have a ticket to Somalia. Pat Hewitt, The Canadian Press.
Flights to the Japanese coastal city of Sendai have resumed, just over a month after a 10-meter tsunami swamped the runways of its airport. A JAL Express flight was the first plane to land since the March 11 earthquake and tsunami, which swept cars and planes into terminals and turned the area into a muddy wasteland. Reporter Jay Alabaster says the airport is handling only a few daytime flights.
Since the earthquake, which has been over a month, there's been very few ways to get into the city. The trains are out. The only way to get in is by car, basically. The airport is a major hub, a major airport for the whole northern half of Japan, and it's been out of commission. And today was the first time commercial flights were allowed to fly in.
That's 91X News at 5:06. Kurt Weiss has sports after this quick break.
Make a resolution to try something new, like a new brew from Loyalist Brewers. Choose from traditional pilsners, lagers, ales, light beers, dark beers, or experiment with one of their delicious specialty brews inspired by cultures from all over the world. The cost of brewing your own is half the price you pay for regular commercially brewed beer. It's far fresher tasting and features no chemical preservatives. Whether you're craving something different or seeking traditional taste for less, Loyalist Brewers has the brew for you.
Loyalist Brewers, 36 Frankfurt Crescent, Trenton, 394-1010.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. It's a 7-game series, but only 5 were needed. For the second time in 8 years, the Wellington Dukes brought home the OJHL Buckland Cup. Last night's Game 5 ended with a royal win for the Dukes as they beat last year's champs, the Oakville Blades, 4-2. Dukes coach Marty Abrams says the boys had a good year and a good game.
Our penalty killing has been outstanding all year, and the positive has allowed us to ice the puck, but I thought maybe the call was a little bit questionable because he let so much go, but again, those key guys, Bennett, Bissett, and Rudy, came through for us.
The Dukes will now compete at the Dudley Hewitt Cup in Huntsville starting April 19th. The NHL playoffs are set to kick off tonight with 5 games on the schedule. ESPN analyst Barry Melrose says Canada will be bringing home the cup this year.
Vancouver Canucks, I've liked them from day one. This is the best team in the NHL. They've got the best power play. They've got one of the best penalty killers. They've got the lowest goals against, one of the best goaltenders. Washington Capitals, I love their commitment to defense. I like the change in philosophy. I think they will win the East with that. And I think that Vancouver will beat the mighty Washington Capitals. My buddy Bruce Boudreau in the Stanley Cup Finals in a best of 7. Great series, great hockey, great hitting, great goals.
The Vancouver Canucks host Chicago tonight and are hoping to redeem themselves. The Blackhawks have knocked the Canucks out of the playoffs in back-to-back years, winning each series in 6 games. The Capitals host the New York Rangers, and Phoenix and Detroit meet for the 2nd straight postseason. Anaheim will entertain Nashville while Tampa Bay visits Pittsburgh. Montreal is the only other Canadian team in this year's postseason. The Habs open their series against Boston tomorrow night. A report saying the Phoenix Coyotes are headed back to Winnipeg after the playoffs has been rejected by the NHL. The Fan 590, a Toronto all-sports radio station, reported the move Wednesday, citing multiple sources. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly was quick to deny it, saying the league remains focused on completing a sale that would keep the team in Arizona. In basketball, Chris Bosch returns to Toronto tonight, but what's not known is just how much he'll play for visiting Miami. The Heat concludes its regular season at the Air Canada Centre with its sights set on the upcoming NBA playoffs, which might just impact how much Bosch, LeBron James, and Dwayne Wade will play. It's one of 16 games on the final night of the regular season. The Red Hot Chicago Bulls play New Jersey. San Antonio finishes their season in Phoenix. New York visits their rival Boston, and the LA Lakers take on Sacramento. In Major League Baseball, the Jays and Mariners are tied 1-1 in the bottom of the 4th, while the White Sox and Athletics are deadlocked at 4 in the bottom of the 9th. This afternoon, Detroit beat Texas 3-2, while Kansas City doubled up on Minnesota 10-5. The Hamilton Tigercats signed all-star receiver Arland Bruce III to a contract extension. Bruce was Hamilton's leading receiver last season with 86 catches for 1,303 yards and 8 touchdowns. Bruce came to Hamilton in a trade from Toronto in 2009. Send us your team or league scores by email to sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Nick Liard with 91X weather.
Today, cloudy with showers and a high of 8. Tonight, clear with cloudy periods and 3 degrees. Thursday, a high of 9 and partly sunny. Then Friday, nothing but sun heading into the weekend and a high of 7. I'm Nick Liard with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. 91X News.
Quinty's new rock source, 91X.